Hello, Tom Castaldi here, on the Heritage Trail out on North Wells Street. Scores of cars pass each day and may not notice an interesting historical marker standing here. It's a sturdy aluminum cast sign which ranks in importance with others that can be found around the nation, drawing attention to ancient traces and roads. Some of the others found across the country that compare with the likes of this Fort Wayne to Dearborn Trail marker are the Pony Express Trail in Lake Tahoe, Nevada, El Camino Real marker in San Antonio, Texas, Potomac Pass Kings Highway in Triangle, Virginia, and the Natchez Trace with a marker in Madisonville, Mississippi. The Fort Wayne Fort Dearborn Trail panel on Fort Wayne's north side reads, "An ancient Indian trail through Potawatomi country, variably called the Dragoon, White Pigeon, Great Northwestern, and Fort Dearborn Road, after 1795, used for mail delivery between Fort Wayne and Fort Dearborn. Captain Wells, Wayne's spy, was slain along this route." Perhaps the William Wells story is the most remarkable. As a boy, Wells was captured by the Miami, and the eventual son-in-law of Chief Little Turtle became the first Indian agent stationed at Fort Wayne. As a result of aggressive U.S. treaty demands between 1803 and 1809, new Indian resistance developed under the leadership of the Shawnee Tecumseh and his brother the Prophet. In 1811, William Wells was ordered to go to Fort Dearborn, present-day Chicago, and escort the small garrison back to the stronger Fort Wayne. Painted in the traditional Miami war paint, Wells led a small group of warriors from Fort Wayne to the rescue. Though sensing great danger, Wells obeyed orders and on August 15, 1812, led a small group of soldiers accompanied by endangered women and children back toward Fort Wayne. After traveling a short distance from the fort, the wagon train was attacked by a large band of Potawatomi. Defending a wagon filled with children, William Wells was cut down by musket fire. The Indians cut off his head, and as a show of honor for the great warrior, ate his heart on the spot. As we pass a sometimes unnoticed historical marker, time is too short, especially to digest the depth of the story told in the few words the space provides. Here on North Wells Street stands one marker that, to comprehend all that it has to share, can seem so very incomprehensible. For 89.1 WBOI, I'm Tom Castaldi, and I invite you to join me next time on the Heritage Trail.